What's up, Gained Gang? Welcome back to the Greatness Gained podcast, where we cut through the fluff and give you what actually works in business, marketing, and making money online. I am Jack Smith, the host of this show. Today, we're tackling a beast that kills more marketing campaigns than bad copy and tiny budgets combined. Metrics overload. That's right, most entrepreneurs are drowning in dashboards, spreadsheets, and analytics tools, but have no idea what numbers actually matter. So let's fix that. In the next 10 minutes, I'm going to show you the only marketing stats that actually move the needle, and how ignoring the rest will make your business way more profitable, not less. Let's get into it. Let me start by calling out the elephant in the room. You don't need more data. You need better decisions. Most business owners I talk to are staring at Google Analytics like it's a crystal ball. They're checking page views, bounce rates, time on site, impressions, click-throughs, conversions, followers, likes. And they're still stuck. Why? Because they don't know which metrics are vanity and which are vital. So first rule, if a metric doesn't lead to revenue, retention, or reach, it's just noise. Let me break that down. Let's start with the money. These are the four revenue-driving metrics every marketer and business owner needs to know like the back of their hand. Cost per acquisition, CPA. How much are you spending to get a customer? If your CPA is higher than your customer value, your business is bleeding. Customer lifetime value, LTV. This isn't just what a customer pays you up front. It's how much they'll spend with you over time. If you raise LTV, you can outspend everyone on ads. Conversion rate. This one's obvious, but often misused. Whether it's landing pages, email opt-ins, or product pages, you need to know which pages are turning visitors into buyers. Average order value AOV. Are you maximizing each sale? If you can raise your AOV with better offers, upsells, or bundles, your profit margin shoots up instantly. Track these four and watch your bank account grow. Period. Next up, retention metrics. This is where your real profit hides. Acquiring a customer is expensive, but keeping one, that's where you make the margin. Here's what to watch. Churn rate. If you run a subscription or membership, churn is your silent killer. A 5% churn rate might seem low until you realize it compounds monthly. Reduce it, and everything improves. Repeat purchase rate. If people aren't buying from you again, your product might not be the problem. It might be your follow-up. A good post-purchase sequence can 2x this metric. Customer satisfaction, CSAT or NPS. Look, I don't love surveys, but if your customers are trashing you behind your back, you need to know. A strong Net Promoter Score usually lines up with strong referrals and high retention. Remember, happy customers don't leave, and they bring friends. Now let's talk about reach, the fuel that feeds your funnel. But be careful. This is where vanity metrics live. So we only care about what scales awareness and ties back to acquisition. Here's what to focus on. Engaged reach. It's not about follower count anymore. It's about how many people are actually watching, clicking, and sharing. If you've got 1,000 views but 80% drop off in 3 seconds, that's fake reach. Click-through rate, CTR, whether it's email, social, or ads, CTR tells you if your messaging is working. Low CTR, your hook sucks. High CTR, double down. Lead conversion rate. Of those who land on your opt-in or lead magnet page, how many convert to leads? This is your front-end funnel health check. This is the only time I care about traffic, because now it's qualified. Here's the spicy part. Let me tell you which metrics to stop wasting your life on. Impressions. Congrats. Your ad showed up 10,000 times, but did anyone care? Bounce rate. Unless it's paired with LTV or CPA, it's just a distraction. Followers. No one cares how many you have if none of them buy. You're not an influencer. You're a business. Time on page. If someone reads for 5 minutes but doesn't convert, that's just a bedtime story. Let it go. Focus on impact, not activity. So you've got the real metrics. Now what? Simple. Set one primary capet per funnel statio. So for example, top of funnel, focus on engaged reach or CTR. Mid funnel, dial in conversion rate. Bottom of funnel, Watch AOV and LTV. Make it a weekly ritual. Every week, review your key metrics, only the vital ones. If it didn't move, ask why. Then test one variable. Headline, CTA, offer, ad creative. Don't shotgun 12 changes and hope. Tie metrics to action. If you measure it, act on it. If you're not acting on it, stop measuring it. Look, metrics aren't magic. They're just tools. But like any tool, they can either help you build or bury you in busy work. So here's the takeaway. Simplify. Ruthlessly. Focus only on the numbers that drive revenue, retention, or reach. Use those to make smarter, faster decisions and cut the rest. You'll spend less time in your analytics dashboard and a lot more time making money. If this episode helped you cut through the noise, do me a favor. Share it with someone drowning in useless stats. And if you're serious about scaling smarter, check out greatnessgained.com. It's a game changer. This is Jack Smith, signing off from the Greatness Gained podcast. Track what matters, ditch what doesn't, and go build something that lasts.